This is WPRB in Princeton, New Jersey, community supported independent radio.
We will not stop, we will not rest, it's closed!
This is a news and culture special, continuing coverage of the ongoing pro-Palestine protest on Princeton University's campus.
As a brief recap, yesterday morning, dozens of students set up camp on the university's campus after two students were arrested. This protest changed form to a sit-in that protesters are calling the Popular University for Gaza.
Students are not allowed to sleep outside Princeton's campus under threat of arrest, but they have maintained steady occupation of the space overnight, and their sit-in is ongoing. Yesterday evening, there were speeches from professors, classes and office hours being held outside, dances, music making, as well as speeches from outside guests such as Larry Ham, who is a former student that was active in organizing a large anti-apartheid protest in the 1970s.
They were trying to get their universities to take their money out of businesses that were supporting the racist, apartheid, white minority regime in South Africa. And when we first started the movement, it wasn't very popular. When we started, it was never more than 12 people. And then on March the 5th, 1978, there was a terrible snowstorm. I walked up the hill, and there were about three of us standing there, and the snow was coming down. So we started drumming. Then three more came after that, and 10 more came after that. And from 12 people a day, after March the 5th, it was 400 to 600 students. I'm telling you how we did it, just as a matter of history. I'm not instructing you to do anything.
Today, Muslim students gathered for Juma, a Friday midday prayer and sermon. Other students blocked their faces while people were praying. Hamza Gundal, a grad student, gave a sermon as part of the service.
When we see what Pharaoh says to Moses when Moses comes back to him, he says, "Didn't I feed you and clothe you and raise you? And now you're coming here and telling me this? How ungrateful do you have to be?" And the model of behavior that we have is that of Moses. Moses persists in his mission. Moses is not co-opted. Moses is not guilted into giving up what he is doing because he has good things, or because he can get another scholarship, or he's thinking about his fellowship. Moses knows that human life is important, that oppression is wrong, and that he must stand against it. And if he does so, God will support him. Oppressive, destructive behavior, by its very nature, it doesn't last. It has never lasted in history. There is no empire that survived forever. Every single one of them collapsed. But what prevailed? Genuine human morality prevailed.
He touched on Princeton's limited history of activism.
Please understand that this is historically the struggle of most activists, and particularly in the case of the Palestinian cause. It's not new. It's been over 75 years at this point. It is actually incredible to see all of these people here at Princeton. Princeton is not exactly an institution known for its history of resistance. And yet, so many people are here. So many people are here that when people like Larry Ham, who have been activists here much long ago, come in, they are amazed.
We spoke with Professor Ruha Benjamin, who was here when the Black Justice League occupied the university's quintessential building, Nassau Hall, in 2015. She discussed how the current protest is not only informed by previous ones on this campus, but builds on them.
The moment their demands were not met. And so one of the key demands, for example, was the changing the name of the Woodrow Wilson School. And so we saw several years later, after George Floyd's murder, you know, there was a decision made to change it. When the students were demanding it, it seemed so unimaginable, like they'll never do this. The lesson there was, like, the students put pressure on, and even though they were not there in the moment to see the fruits of what they did, several years later it manifested. It's also like I'm seeing a lot of people who've been involved in those previous iterations of student movement pointing out that things have changed too, like the level of organization, the relative diversity of the students, the kind of strategizing, like there's a maturation also. So it's not simply like a continuation. It's like, oh, learning from that, both the good and the bad, and building on that.
Benjamin recently came out with a book titled Imagination, A Manifesto. She discussed the role of imagination in this movement.
Part of what that book is trying to do is to show how even in very mundane things that we don't associate with like creativity or art, there are certain kinds of imaginations at work that underwrite it, that materialize in our policies, in our institutions. And so what I'm trying to do there is challenge the dominant forms of imagination that normalize harm, normalize violence, so that we can see it and fight back against it, for us to cultivate alternative imaginaries that embrace the well-being possibility of everyone. And so it's a call to take imagination seriously as a site of struggle. And I feel like while what we look out here, we see, you know, the very concrete demands, but under this is an imagination of our collective well-being. The idea that when one person or one group is harmed, it impacts everyone.
Students continue to call for full divestment at both Princeton University and the neighboring Princeton Theological Seminary.
As we left the protest, university employees were cleaning up pavement chalk that read, Free Palestine Now.
For WPRB Princeton, that was Navani Rochamalu and Laura Robertson reporting. This has been a special report of the News and Culture Desk. Adam Sanders, Frankie Selinsky-Durye, Harry Gorman, Caitlin Tete, and Julia Stern contributed reporting. For more coverage, visit news.wprb.com. Find WPRB News and Culture on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is a developing story. WPRB News and Culture will be covering these events as they continue. WPRB News and Culture is produced at the WPRB Studios in Princeton, New Jersey. Take care and enjoy your day.